Welcome to the Night Feed. I'm your host, Charlotte, here to bring you some comfort, camaraderie and conversation to keep you company during, let's face it, one of the toughest parts of being a new parent, the Night Feed. Coming to you this Saturday night on my sixth nightly episode, I want to make this podcast as interactive as possible. So if you have been listening this week, I'd love to hear your feedback and any suggestions you have for the podcast or anything you'd like to share. Please email me at thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about getting out with your newborn. I keep seeing quite a lot online about how doing this can be a real mission for new mums and something that you may have real bad anxiety around when it comes to just making the effort to go out. And I know what it feels like in the early days, being in that bubble, being in the house, everything being so new, the thought of getting them into the car even can seem a little bit daunting. But getting out of the house with your baby can actually do your mind wonders. I was out with a friend the other day, and she was saying how just getting out is so beneficial for your mental health and how you can't feel anxiety in the moment when you're out. And I thought that was so interesting that when you're out busying yourself, you're in the moment. There's nothing else you can really think about because you're concentrating on looking after your baby, making sure that they're okay, you know, where you're walking, where you're driving, what you're doing. And it almost takes your mind away from the daily, if you have anxiety, maybe anxiety. And what's great about this is it's so easy to do once you're over the initial hurdle of physically getting out. So my advice is try not to worry about what other people think as well. I know I've spoke to new mums in the past and they've said, oh, the thought of going to a restaurant or a cafe just fills me with fear because I worry about what people would think if their baby starts to cry. And I personally think anyone who's been a parent will or should understand. When I take my two out, I have two girls only 18 months apart, and I find people are actually really endearing and try to actually help me. And I've never really had that, touch wood, you know, that horrible judgy person that gives you the side eye if they start making a bit of noise. And I think it's really important to remember that you're just trying to enjoy your time with your baby. And if you're on maternity leave, you'll know that you get, I don't know how long you've got off, but that time's precious. And if you can start getting out a bit more, even if it's just a walk around the neighbourhood with the pram, it will make you feel so much better. I found that because I had my first in COVID, so it was hard sometimes just getting out and about. But the days I did, I felt great. I felt like I'd had my fresh air, I'd had my walk, and I think it gives you so much better perspective on everything. And also just try and relax in these situations and embrace the fact that things might not go perfectly, but at least you got out. Now onto a question for my podcast. Tonight I found a post online about not being able to get back to sleep after feeding in the night, which, let's face it, is an awful problem, isn't it? That's the time when you catch up, that's the time you get your few hours in the early days. And if you can't get back to sleep, oh my gosh, the frustration. I had this a little bit, I think. I remember when I'd put the baby down and I'd be there on the pillow, just kind of tossing and turning, thinking, I need to sleep. And it almost drives you more mad thinking that way. So looking through the comments, it does seem like a really common problem. I think part of the problem is that you're naturally on edge, especially in the early days and weeks, because if you're a first-time mum, you've not done it before, and you're worried that, is the baby okay? Is the baby too hot? Is the baby too cold? It's constant, isn't it, in the first few weeks. So I think that feeds into it, that natural anxiety that all of us new mums have. But the fact that you can't go back to sleep as the months go on must be really, really tiring, obviously, and difficult. One person in the comments said that she just gave in to the fact she was struggling to sleep and just made the most of the rest. So she kind of switched off and just enjoyed lying down, which again isn't as good as getting some sleep. But I think if you can mindfully rest, that can really help rather than just getting frustrated at yourself that you can't sleep. Do you struggle with this? If you do and you have any tips for new mums, because it does sound like quite a common problem, please email thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com and I'll share them tomorrow. Now onto social media says, this quote I found today on social media really kind of struck a chord with me. And it said, she's not looking for attention when she talks about her struggles in motherhood. She's actually looking for support. I thought this was such an important one to share. Many mums can really bottle up their struggles, put on a brave face and just carry on. But if another mum does ever open up to you, like she's having a rough time, then it is great to just try your best and listen and be there for her. You may have had a similar experience that you can share to make her feel a bit better. And it can really make such a difference to that person, because the person who's opening up might not have a great support system around her. And by opening up to you, she's kind of looking for that, I guess. And similarly, if you are feeling low or you're feeling like you're really struggling, then please talk to someone. I know there are varying degrees of mental health in new mums. And if you're feeling low, then it's important to reach out, whether that's a parent, a good friend, or a healthcare professional who can get you the support you need. Please don't feel alone, and please don't feel bad for experiencing these feelings or these thoughts or this kind of low mood. It's completely normal to experience a whole plethora of emotions as a new mom. And if you are in a bad place, the sooner you get the support that you need, the better. Now onto something for you. Tonight's self-care suggestion for all of you new moms is to go on a nature walk. In Japan, they call it forest bathing, and it's basically just taking a walk and being within a forest. And just by being in the quiet and the calm amongst the trees and looking at the nature around you and being within the nature can really do both adults and children the world of good. It helps with de-stressing and boosting your health and well-being in a really natural way. Plus, it's free and easy to do and great for you and your baby and your partner. So a nice weekend day out to a forest. Now, finally, to finish on a quote. One day you'll sit down, Mama, and there'll be no bath to run or bedtime story to read, no lullaby to sing and baby monitor to watch. There'll be no muddy wellies in the hall and bottles to clean, no night feeds and covers being kicked off. You'll just sit and reminisce. Times that can seem hard in the moment will be treasured memories. Thanks again for listening. Wishing you a calm, restful night ahead wherever you are in the world. And if you have anything to share, questions, funny stories, advice, or ideas for the podcast, please email thenightfeedpodcast@gmail.com. Good night.